Bible verses comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 30, Jerusalem to Jericho, when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, and he'd be going down the road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him, pouring on. He went to him, and then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you over to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers. The expert in the law replied, the one who on him.
Okay, is that better? You can hear me. All right. Well, thanks, Margaret, for reading. Back while I Dan, but an awful long way. Okay. I feel a little bit pretentious, let me tell you, to come to Sansu. So, good investment, folks. The other good thing was that I discovered that Kelly supports the Tigers. So, look, it is cool, but I didn't know that today. But I feel a little bit pretentious to be introduced as the Outback team leader. The reason being was that when I was working with the Baptist Association, before it actually concluded, he spoke to me about experience intercultural working with the Outback. I love the bush, but that's about the limit of the connection. And I've been to a few Outback Indigenous communities before, but COVID. And it was doubtful whether we could actually get up there at Easter time because of the lockdowns. So I feel a bit pretentious being called there, team leader. Up other people. But today we're thinking about crossing the street and doing that together. The theme of May Mission Month is crossing the street. And in the gospel is about taking that simple step to connect with other people who don't know Jesus. But that's not easy. Under a great deal of suspicion, where we as pastors are even more under suspicion, where people, you know, they live in locked communities. We're thinking about this morning. So how would you pray with me? Lord, I pray that as we with the good news of Jesus, this passage, the seed, and doing it together, that you would speak to us, not just in our heads, Lord, but in our hearts, and then move us to do the things in his name. Amen. The other week, Ron and I went out for the day, and we came back through Tarrant Point, and we decided to stop briefly at McDonald's. Now, I'm not a great fan of McDonald's, so McDonald's does have some other sorts in towards McDonald's. And as I walked into McDonald's at Tarrant Point, there was a man there who looked very, very old, track pants on that were ripped. He had bare feet. And he was there at McDonald's, and I thought to myself, I don't know that he's okay. He moved around anyway, went into McDonald's, came out, because he looked disoriented. That meant he looked disheveled. He looked somewhat distressed. Certainly looked confused. And then get right. And we made a decision, we decided that we wouldn't speak to him. But then we drove out and our thought, he's still there and we'll speak to him. He said, we went to the shop, got what we had to do, raced back past the McDonald's again on our way home to cross the street to see what we could do to help this person. Learned to do the things that probably at that point Rhonda and I failed to do. Samaritan is a parable looking at a very, very a story with a message that Jesus told, a story with a message that points us to the King. And simple verses from verse 25 on one, because a man comes up to Jesus, he's an expert in the law, and he comes up to test. Jesus responds with, he says, teacher, question. He says, well, what's written in the law? How do you read it? And the man answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And with all. You've answered correctly, Jesus replied, do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so parable, and who is before? The parable that we know as the parable, the story of the Good Samaritan. So in thinking about together, I want to suggest four things from this little simple portion of scripture. Four things that we can point, or Kazakhstan, or Ukraine, or wherever we might be. The first thing that I'd like to instruct it not is that crossing the street, but by our words and our actions to share that good news with other people. That's why Matt and Shannon are in UN to move. We're called. When this man comes to Jesus, he asks about him, his own question. What God? It's a very important question, isn't it? It's a question that I suspect you've asked at some point in your life, otherwise eternal life. And Jesus then says, well, what does the law say? And he says, well, love God and love your neighbour. And the interesting thing for people, bring and be the good news and do it together, just going beyond ourselves, own welfare and well-being and eternal condition. Nothing wrong with being concerned about that. We need to be concerned. Well, we need to bring that concern. Well, the scripture says we've got to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. We've not got to do it with other people and this religion to the world. And that's what Baptist Mission Australia is all about. It means going beyond our comforts, our beliefs, our culture. It means, first of all, crossing the street, engaging with people who are different, or a bit concerning, or unusual, or oppositional, or even antagonistic. Our culture says, not easy to go first. Protect what you've got. Be careful. But the gospel calls us to go beyond ourselves. But essentially, he's still concerned here, himself. Because what he's asking, in a sense, is, okay, I've got to love God and I've got to love my neighbour. Tell me where are the limits of the people I've got to love. Jesus tells the parable. Implicitly, perhaps, he was, I care. Who are my neighbours? Who is not my neighbour? But in the parable, Jesus, which the whole thing on its head was a neighbour. The question is not where are the limits of who I reach out to, making the parable. In other words, he's saying, go beyond yourself. That's the first point, is being and bringing the good news to God. It's about getting our hands dirty. I think there's a picture on the screen there. Yep, getting out and being and bringing the people, whether it's in Uendamu or San Susi or wherever it might be, something that we mustn't just... What does this man do? Well, there are two people in the story who don't go beyond themselves. Are they broken on the road? And who should have known better, as we know, they were a priest and a Levite, those high up in the religious structure of the Jewish world. And they knew this parable, and they knew this story, but they chose not to go beyond themselves. They stayed on this side of the road when the need was on that side of the road. Well, first of all, he stops and takes a look. He notices something there. And how he stops, he crosses, probably literally crosses the road, his hands dirty. A body covered with blood was considered, or potentially a dead body, Jewish, they didn't know it, this pretty dirty, but also ritually unclean. But Samaritan didn't worry about the blood of this man by the road. Similarly, we need to be prepared to get our hands dirty. Maybe not literally like that. 19, I was involved in the messy things. In Uendamu, there was a young indigenous man who you would have heard about in the news, and the police officer. Nonetheless, that was a tragic thing that stirred up the whole Mission Australia, literally involved in trying to bring some measure of peace and calm with the families who are so distraught about this young man's death. We don't like getting involved with things literally, do we? But if we want to take the gospel and be the gospel and the good news, perhaps also emotional, we've got to get our head. Contacting people that we don't feel comfortable with morally or ethically. We need to be prepared to go beyond ourselves. What do I mean by that? Well, the Samaritan lived out the good news in his actions. He lived out loving God. He picked up the man, he put him on his own donkey, and he took him to the inn. He literally crossed the street to this man in Alice Springs and lived in Uendamu. In the first year that they were living in Uendamu, they were deliberately in their house, who didn't know better. $200,000 later on, they've gone back with their... They couldn't even live into that place. Why? Because they're embodying the good news. Love of Jesus. This man, and that's what we're called to do, this man did that. The Andersons are doing that. Thirdly, they're doing it together in partnership. What does this man do? Well, there's a bit of a part, but then he gets to the evening and he partners with his donkey. Has nothing to do with the Samaritan, has nothing to do with the man by the side of the road. But the Samaritan, whatever extra expense you've incurred, he partners together with somebody else in order that we share the good news with other people. The Andersons could not do what they do in Uendamu without congregation or large like you. You might, or anywhere in that central desert region of Australia. But your partnership with them and other missions that you support enable that, or me in Menai, or wherever we live. But we need to do that together as well. The good news of Jesus. I think there are three reasons critical. Three reasons why it's better to do it together. The first thing is this, resources, but they apply. But when we pull our, one individual, the whole of this congregation together could not support the mission. We can support dozens of missionaries in seven or eight different cultures around the world together. Just reach people groups. We need to share the good news and do it together and cross the street together. Is that we all have different gifts are used when we do it together. The Samaritan was not an innkeeper, for example. The innkeeper was not the man with the donkey. The donkey was different to the as well. Have skills and different abilities from the Andersons. But you've got skills and different abilities within this congregation. You play guitar really well. I wish that I could. Some of you preach. Some of you do other things around the place. I know. But we all need those combined gifts in the New Testament where he talks about the body of Christ, the Church of Christ being a body. We're all different, and the Andersons are. We need each other and the gifts that we bring. When Jesus sent his disciples out, two by two, pictures. And that's the third reason why I think it's best doing it together. We need encouragement and support. For 2 years at least, Matt and Shannon, there was no in as part of Baptist Mission Australia, a couple with, I think, a team. Now, they had some support from Baptist Mission Australia, but there was no team around them. Then I came on board, and most of my time, other people have joined, and Mark's involved as well. So there's a team of six. And they made the comment that if it hadn't been for the difficult for them out there, but that team couldn't last without you guys and your support, your care, your concern, the good news, being the good news, crossing the street, even to our neighbours, is not easy. And despite some people don't want mocked. It's not easy standing up for Jesus. See much fruit in this day and age. The results. We need to do it together because we need to encourage and support each other. Shell needs us. Another goes and teaches in school 2 days a week. Share with neighbours or whatever it is that you do. We need each other. We need to cross the street with the good news and being the good beyond ourselves. We need to be prepared to get our hands dirty. We need to embody the good news in how we live. And we're on to off again together. She was off, I think, this time to Pilates or something. I was sent off to do some. I saw another person sitting on just outside the bank in Sutherland. It was in the evening, and she was just sitting there like I cried. And this time I stopped a little way. She was okay. Nothing came of that. No big conversation. Can't say she was converted to Jesus or anything. But this time I did stop. I did notice, taking opportunities, listening to the promptings of the Spirit, doing it together, going beyond us. And then who knows what God might do as we're obedient in that way. Let's pray together. Church, I thank you for San Susie's ministry and witness over many, many, many years. Who've gone in from this place, leadership and ministry, for people who've gone to care and share in many ways. And I thank you for each person in this congregation who is seeking to cross the street in their everyday life. Lord, help us to do that, would you, this coming week. Help us to be prepared to go beyond ourselves, to embody the good news, and give us the courage and the strength to do it, and help us to do it, pray, for the glory of God.